Nolte, Planned Parenthood quietly aborts annual Margaret Sanger Award. By John Nolte on August 23, 2020. Abortion provider Planned Parenthood has quietly killed off its annual Margaret Sanger Award, reports the National Catholic Registry. Sanger, the founder of the Planned Parenthood abortion mill, is not problematic because she once told an off-color joke or flew a Confederate flag. The woman was a monster, a vile racist and eugenicist who praised the Nazis' sterilization tactics, including those suffering from congenital feeble-mindedness, schizophrenia, circular insanity, hereditary epilepsy, hereditary chorea, Huntington's, hereditary blindness or deafness, grave hereditary bodily deformity, and chronic alcoholism. Sanger's disgusting view of black people might even make Joe Biden wince. In a 1912 essay titled What Every Girl Should Know, Sanger warned, "It is said that the Aboriginal Australian, the lowest known species of the human family, just a step higher than the chimpanzee in brain development, has so little sexual control that police authority alone prevents him from obtaining sexual satisfaction on the streets." That was 1912. That was 37 years after Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest, a founder of the Ku Klux Klan, publicly renounced his racist past, called for equal rights for black Americans, and kissed a black woman on the cheek in public to thank her for a bouquet. Despite Forrest's redemption story, he is still being canceled and discarded all over the place. Meanwhile, in 2009, Hillary Clinton said this of Sanger. "I admire Margaret Sanger enormously. Her courage, her tenacity, her vision. When I think about what Sanger did all those years ago in Brooklyn, I am really in awe of her. And there are a lot of lessons we that can learn from her life and the cause she launched and fought for and sacrificed so greatly." Well, now it seems, and with no pressure whatsoever from the same fake news media that destroy the nobody rodeo clown, Planned Parenthood is being forced to take a moral inventory of itself and its vile founder. For years, right-leaning new media have exposed Sanger for the monster she was, which might explain why the prestigious award went quietly away in 2015. Nevertheless, on its website, as the National Catholic Register found, the abortion mill still advertises the Margaret Sanger Award as our highest honor, but there has been no recipient since Dr. Willie Parker in 2015, even though there had been a winner every year since 1966. Parker, by the way, who dubbed himself a Christian abortionist, has been accused of sexual misconduct. Last month, Planned Parenthood made a not-so-quiet admission about the truth of its founder when it announced plans to remove the name of the organization's founder, Margaret Sanger, from its flagship abortion facility in New York City because of her harmful connections to the eugenics movement. Of that decision, evangelist Elvita King told Breitbart News, "Margaret Sanger and the organization she founded have been working to annihilate the black community for 100 years. This name change is literally just window dressing unless Planned Parenthood stops killing babies and instead helps mothers to choose life." So Planned Parenthood has finally been forced to face the truth of its rancid founder, but is still okay with profiting off its business of literally ripping apart living babies. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.